From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said his people have the right to protest and criticize the government. His first response to nationwide anti-establishment demonstrations, in which protesters have voiced their anger with the Tehran leadership for not reforming the nation's economic woes. Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal tells VOA Iranians have been disenchanted with the government for a long time.
Particularly in terms of the lack of reforms on the part of the government. President Rouhani came to power in 2013 with a promise that he was going to improve the economic conditions for a majority of the Iranian people. He would secure the release of political prisoners. And, of course, to do all this, he needed to put an end to Iran's international isolation.
Rouhani tried to do that by agreeing with the U.S. and five other nations to curb its nuclear agenda. At least eight people were killed in protest in Democratic Republic of Congo after President Joseph Kabila's refusal to step down, at least until elections are held in a year. Spokesperson for UN peacekeepers says at least seven people were killed in the capital, Kinshasa, and one in Kananga. Dozens were arrested last year. Mr. Kabila committed to an election in 2017, but the government has since pushed that back. Suicide bomber killed numerous people in an attack targeting the funeral of a former district chief in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Incident comes just days after a suicide attack on a Shiite cultural center in Kabul that left at least 41 people dead. Islamic State, the terror group, claim responsibility. This is VOA News. In his highly anticipated New Year's Day address, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the U.S. will never attack his country because he now has the capacity of hitting the U.S. mainland with nuclear weapons. Kim also vowed to mass-produce nuclear warheads, but said the weapons would only be used if North Korea's security is threatened. But he also said the path to dialogue was open and is considering sending a delegation to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Soon-Yun Lee is a Korean Studies Associate Professor at Tufts University.
The timing is optimal for North Korea to make this show of peace offensive that would give wind to the Moon administration, also to China and Russia, in calling on the United States to back off a little bit. No more rhetorical escalation, no more big-scale combined military exercises with South Korea for the time being. In a word, to make concessions.
North Korea is the object of tightening U.N. sanctions, launched several missile tests, and detonated six nuclear devices in 2017. South Korean customs officials say authorities have seized a Panama-flag vessel suspected of transferring oil products to North Korea in violation of international sanctions. Ship was in the port in the west coast south of Incheon. Millions of revelers worldwide have taken to the streets to welcome in 2018. In preparation for celebrations in cities around the world, hundreds of thousands of law enforcement, military, and security officials deployed to keep New Year's Eve revelers safe. Meantime, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has issued a red alert to the world in his 2018 New Year's statement and warned of deepening conflicts and that new dangers have emerged.
I urge leaders everywhere to make this New Year's resolution. Narrow the gaps, bridge the divides, rebuild trust by bringing people together around common goals. Unity is the path. Our future depends on it.
Also in the news, people of Zimbabwe celebrated their first New Year's Eve in 37 years without Robert Mugabe as their president. Alicia Danda was out among the revelers.
I'm very happy to be in 2018. This year promises to be a good year for Zimbabwe and for me, myself, and for the rest of our family. Just and I will say happy 2018 to everyone.
Following public and army pressure, Mugabe resigned in November shortly after Parliament began impeachment proceedings against him. Former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa was later sworn in as president. Get more news at our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.